The part that you eat sometimes, and sometimes stuff sausage in, that they put in cornbread. Meaty parts. It's usually insides of a hog that you put in cornbread. What kind of cornbread do they call that?
Cracker.
All right, or what's another word?
Fatty bread.
Well, no, there's another word.
Chitlins.
All right, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's, you gotta go out and feed everything, you say it's...
feeding time.
Okay. You call the cows to get them in from the pasture. You're calling the cows. How do you call the cows?
Sook, yeah.
Okay, good. And if you want them to stand still, what would you say to them? Trying to make them...
so.
Let's see. What about calling a calf? How would you call a calf? Any different?
Sook, I guess. Okay. All right.
What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left and right?
Right is G and left is Ha, I believe.
All right, say it again. Right is...
right is G and the left is Ha.
All right. When you call horses, you're trying to get them in from the pasture. How do you call horses?
By whistling.
What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. How do you call hogs to feed them?
Suey, suey.
How would you call sheep to get them from the pasture?
Coo sheep.
How do you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
Chick chick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to. How do you get the horses ready to go somewhere?
Catch the horse.
All right, and then after you've caught it, what do you do it to put it to the buggy?
Put the bridle on it.
Okay. What is all this called?
Harnessing the horse.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The lines.
Okay. If you're riding a horse, how do you guide the horse? What do you use to guide him with?
By the bridle rein.
If you're riding a horse, what do you put your feet in?
The stirrups of the saddle.
When you have two horses, the horse on the left is called the, any particular name?
Is it the lead?
All right, that's what you call it. If something's not right near you, you say it's just a little...
little ways over.
If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a... you've not quite finished your journey. You've got...
have a little ways to go.
Okay. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find that just about...
anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, then he fell...
backward.
If he fell this way...
forward.